Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. For Faith of Life, the process of there, a process of faith, a walk of faith, a life of faith that we go through every single day as we apply the Word of God, as we apply the call of God, as we apply what God has a commission and purpose for our lives. We see ourselves being changed as He uses everyday life to take the Word, to reshape us, to mold us, to remind us of who we are. And as we do this, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. And this change is not just for ourselves and the benefit for our own family. It is for every nation, every generation that we come in contact with, because we're able to show and demonstrate the love of God, the salvation of God, the hope of our calling. We are able to give them the life that they cannot give themselves and point them in the direction of Jesus Christ. So we're thankful that God has chosen unlikely people as we are to do something great for His kingdom, that He might get glory out of our life. And that is awesome, because if we had to choose ourselves, we probably would not. And if someone else had to choose us, they probably would not. But God saw beyond every fault, every problem of our life, and He saw the need for His power, His love, His forgiveness, His mercy, His strength, His purpose, and His plan. And because of that, we are who we are today, and we're growing, we're becoming, we're moving more and more in the direction of God as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we grow in the grace and the love of God, and we understand more than head knowledge, but in our hearts and our spirit, more knowledge of who Jesus Christ and who God is and what He has done and His purpose for our life. And we see that Word become alive in us and become alive as we read it. And it goes beyond the head, that goes into the spirit of who we are. And we begin to allow it to flow. We see ourselves being changed, and it's wonderful, because we could not do it ourselves. It was the grace of God. We have been looking at different people in the Bible, seeing them as ordinary Christians, seeing their life, seeing the choices that they make, the life that they live. And even though they live in a different century and a different time, the Word of God is relevant for us, and it is a very present help to us. It is the direction. It is the life of God. It is the instructions of God. It is what shows us and teaches us about our God and His will and His purpose for us, and how we conduct ourselves and live, and everything that we are, and the hope of the calling that lets us know the victory of our expected end. So we thank God for that. And as we study these people, individuals in the Bible, we are able to see that God has spoken a word concerning them. And it does not matter about the decisions that they make sometimes that is outside of the will of God, because God has spoken a word is greater than their failure. It's greater than their mistake. It's greater than the place of their disobedience. And it comes to pass, it is fulfilled, it manifests in their life. And because God's word is greater, more weightier, more powerful than anything else, we see the demonstration of great victory, great deliverance, and great manifestation in nations and in people's lives. We see God's purpose being unfolded and revealed to us. So we've been looking at different individuals, and we've been studying in the last couple of weeks about mind changes and mindsets, and that sometimes we have to allow God to show us something that we couldn't conceive before, even about ourselves, about where He's taking us, about our attitude, our gratitude, our thoughts, our behavior, our conduct, that He might reshape and sharpen us, that we could conceive something more that we could not conceive or understand or give birth to before, because we had limited ourselves or closed off our mind, or it had not been yet revealed, or we were not ready for God to reveal it to us. But because we're in the posture of now being open and teachable, God is showing us things that causes us to grow, causes us to let go of things that hinder us or keep us from maturing in areas that God has commanded us to mature. And I love it, because God continues to work with us. He's patient and long-suffering, and He's able to work on us until we see it's not our will, it's His. It's not our way, it's His way. And it is all about the King and the glory of the King. We've been looking at even how we go through trials and how we face them and our attitude in the midst of things. So sometimes we really have to understand that if we have the wrong posture in the spirit realm, it keeps us in a situation longer than what we should be. It keeps us in a posture of going around that same trial, that same tribulation, that same test, until we learn how to worship, learn how to praise, how to be thankful, learn how to trust God, how to walk by faith, not revert or go back to the place of our flesh and our emotions and our feelings, our opinion or pity parties or even the place of being angry that we do nothing. So as we trust God, we're being changed. We've talked a little bit about that, but today I want to talk about our identity. Our identity is in Jesus Christ, and our identity identifies with everything that he is, not just only in the power of his resurrection and his suffering. It identifies with everything that he's conquered, everything that he's given, everything that he's won, everything that he's able to do. It is victory that has been handed to us, basically, so to speak, on a silver platter. We're walking in something that is already set up. He is the one that went down and he went into hell and openly made a show of the devil and his kingdom. He openly showed him off, showed him up in his own territory and showed that he had power over him, that he led the folks that the enemy had hailed for decades and for millions of years. He led them out and gave them good gifts. He led them out in the victory of his name and of his blood. He went into hell, and he went into the gross, darkest depths that hell could ever offer. He was in hostile territory, but yet he still won. That at the name of Jesus, when we use the name of Jesus by faith, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, every demonic force must bow and recognize the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. So our identity is in everything that he has won, everything that he's conquered, everything that he has done. And when we are facing situations in our life, when we are facing situations that don't look favorable, the enemy speaks and tries to make us alter our identity. He tries to make us think or say something or agree with something that is not the will of God. He tries to make us complain. He tries to make us be angry and say that God is not fair and God is not faithful. He tries to make it look like God is partial and that we will never get ahead or we will never get the breakthrough, we'll never be blessed or we'll never have things in our favor, that the home and the marriage and the children or the business or the ministry would never come together. That is a lie. That is false evidence trying to appear real. That is the fear tactic that the enemy uses, false evidence that appears real. He uses that to try to keep us silent. He uses that to bring chaos and confusion. He uses that to make us stop decreeing and declaring. He uses that so that we can walk by our flesh and not by the Spirit. He uses these things to make us try to look opposite of our identity in Jesus Christ. That's why when we're going through certain things and we're facing certain things, you hear the voice of the enemy or even our flesh or the situation screaming out the opposite of what we know. When the enemy is screaming at you, you're sick. When he's screaming at you, you're not well, that you're getting worse, that your body is not going to be healed. He's trying to make you doubt your identity in Jesus Christ. But you need to go back and you need to remind him, I am healed. Healing is the children's bread. With the stripes, I am healed. He paid my debt. He paid what I owe. With his stripes, I have been restored back to the place as if it never happened. When he comes to you and he begins to say to you that you are weak and that you cannot do it and you're not strong enough, that's when you need to remind him, in my weakest state, at my weakest point, in my weakness, that's when he is strong. He comes in with the strength that nourishes me and supplies me and builds me up in my most holy faith, and it secures me and it anchors me and it commands me to see the goodness of who he is. When he comes and he says that you are poor and that you don't have anything, that poverty is your portion, and it's always going to be the thing that you see, that no one in your family has broke this curse, and this, you're never going to get ahead. When he begins to say these things to you, then you need to go back and go to your identity with Jesus Christ. He became poor that I might be rich, not only in the spirit and the natural. He's going to make sure that my needs are supplied daily. He's going to give me the abundance. He's going to make sure that I have more than enough. He's going to supply it because he's God. Let the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Every potato, every gold nugget, everything in under the earth and in the earth belongs to God. And if I'm heir and joint heir with him, and I know that I am, that I have everything that he has for me, and there is no good thing that he would withhold from me, nothing that he would withhold from me that belongs to me. So you have to go back and you have to remind the enemy when he is buffeting you, and you have to let him know my identity in Jesus Christ is secure in the blood. I am everything that he says I am, and I will be walk in, and I will receive every promise that I will see the manifestation of God's goodness in the land of the living. I will see his power and his demonstration in the land of the living. I will see every promise come into fruition in the land of the living. I will see that which I hope for and expect in the land of the living. In this lifetime, I'm going to see it. And you have to remind the enemy who you are in God, who you are in Christ Jesus, your identity in him, because it cannot be shaken, it cannot be stolen, because identity is through the blood, and the blood has lost no power. Jesus has lost no power. He lost nothing. He's still as powerful as he was over 2,000 years ago, and his blood still saves to the uttermost and the guttermost. His name is still powerful. He still has redeeming love and redeeming power. He's still able to heal, save, set free. He's still able to heal. He's still able to cast and break off chains and shackles because he has lost no power. He is the saving strength of his anointed. He's able to save you right where he's at. So when the enemy is buffeting you about your identity in Jesus Christ and he's coming with you to, with all these threats and all these things, go back and grab the word. Get your word and begin to speak and decree by faith who you are, your identity in Jesus Christ, and know that your identity has lost no power, that it's still powerful enough. It is still great enough because God has given you all that you need to endure, to overcome, to tear down strongholds, to defeat the enemy, to declare and watch that thing come into manifestation. Don't be moved by the enemy's threat. Go back and grab your identity. Go back and speak it out loudly and clearly because it is who you are through the blood of Jesus Christ and every victory that he has already won over 2,000 years ago. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, the process of there. I pray that in this 15 minutes of empowerment, you have been empowered and encouraged and that you understand that your identity with Jesus is an eternal identity and that it cannot be taken away. God bless you, and I pray that you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back again next week for another 15 minutes of empowerment on Favor Life. God bless you.